Just last hour, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh announced a new equity cabinet within his administration, as well as a major initiative in the city aimed at raising millions of dollars to address racial inequity in Boston.
This fund will invest in nonprofits that empower black and brown residents, in economic development, in public health, in youth employment, in education, in the arts, in other areas. Its mission is to increase safety and well-being and equity in the prosperity of the black and brown community.
It's called the Boston Racial Equity Fund, and the chair of the steering committee is Lee Pelton. He's a president, also the president of Emerson College, and he joins us now. President Pelton, welcome to Radio Boston.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here. Thank you.
So I'd love to start if you could just tell us a little bit more about what the fund aims to do and how it will accomplish that goal.
Well, first of all, let me say that I applaud the mayor's efforts and initiatives to both create this cabinet-level program and also to create this equity fund. Would also like to note, of course, that, you know, this is an initiative that he and his leadership team have been working on for some time. I know that John Barros, economic leadership there, has been working on this. This is tangible. It is real. And it can make a real difference in our community. And as the mayor spoke this afternoon, the purpose of this is to close the racial disparity gaps in economic development, in public health, in youth unemployment, in education, and in net worth, much more.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is coming amid a national push to address some of the systemic racism in our country, and we've got protests calling for defunding police departments and demonstrations over police killings. Are you satisfied with the response from Boston so far? And how severe do you think the racial divide is here in the city?
Well, you know, we obviously have a very long way to go with respect to what we refer to as structural racism, which is different than bigotry. That is about the that refers to the structural impediments that continue to create and sustain these disparities along racial lines, the ones that I just mentioned in economic development, public health, and education, and net worth, and so on. This is a step forward in the right direction. It's a positive step, obviously. I do want to emphasize that, you know, this is not something to be fixed. And what I mean by that, this is not something that we fix and then walk away from it. This is going to require a long-term sustained commitment, because the issues that are being addressed have been around really since the founding of this nation.
Yeah. I want to ask you, President Pelton, on a personal level, after the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis at the hands of white police officers, you wrote an incredibly powerful letter to the Emerson community about your personal experience. I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit about your decision to send that letter and what the process was like writing it.
Well, as I said at the beginning of the letter, I'm writing both as a black man in America and as a president. And my purpose was to make the invisible visible by telling my own story. I mean, stories are very powerful. They're instruments of change. And in telling my story, it was my hope that I could also tell George Floyd's story, the man that we knew before a police officer put his knee on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds with his left hand casually in his left pocket. I said in my letter that what made this possible is that George Floyd was invisible to this police officer. He wasn't human. And it was his invisibility and the dehumanization of him that allowed this officer to murder him very casually and with great callous and in plain sight.
Yeah, I mean, again, the letter itself is powerful, and obviously the stories behind it even more so. I'm wondering, you have a leadership role at Emerson. Did that complicate your decision to write it, and what's the reaction been like since you put that out there?
Well, I've gotten great support. You know, it's apparently reached millions of people, and I've gotten emails from around the world, so it's had an impact. I think one of the things that it has done, at least I'm told that it has done, is to open the door for other Black leaders to tell their stories, very similar to my own, and to make it clear, particularly to white America, that being, you know, having privilege does not inoculate Black and brown people from racism. It does not, and it does not inoculate them from the you know, the great racial disparities that we face. You know, I should also mention that I'm very pleased that the Boston Equity Fund will complement the work that's already underway by some of Boston's most prominent men and women of color in the executive ranks, who have initiated their own equity fund.
Yeah, President Pelton, obviously we're starting to run out of time, and there's so much to talk about. We'd love to have you back sometime down the road to really kind of dig into this stuff. But I do want to close by asking, at the end of your letter, you say the most important question is, what are you going to do? So kind of a two-part, are there specific plans of things you plan to do at Emerson? And what would you say to someone who says, this is such a big problem, what can I, an individual person, actually do to help?
Yeah, well, we're going to do a lot at Emerson, from redoubling our efforts in recruiting students, retaining students, in terms of hiring, making sure that there is diversity at the senior leadership level, that there are folks of color, brown and Black folks of color there. We're also going to look at our procurement operation and make sure that we're acting affirmatively with you know, hiring and contracting with businesses owned by folks of color. So we'll do a lot of that. But most of all, we understand that we have to do this with a kind of incredible urgency, because this is not a moment. This is a movement that we're in. And this is really a reckoning for America that we'll have to deal with.
And then in terms of listeners who are out there saying, how can I help? What is it I should be doing? Do you have a message for them? We've only, unfortunately, got about 30 seconds. But
yeah, well, I would say for those of you who protest and march, thank you. You know, these protests and rallies have been multiracial. They've been very young, some people in high school. And the most important thing is go read your history so that you understand to a full extent the race in America.
Lee Pelton is the 12th president of Emerson College. President Pelton, again, love to have you back on sometime down the road. Really appreciate your time today.
I look forward to it. Thank you for having me.